went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortel Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We are back live tonight after our Labor Day taped show last week with the Rhinos legends. You can still hear that show. They talked about the 1996 U.S. Open Cup match against the Tampa Bay Mutiny. We'll leave that up on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We're back live tonight, and boy, do we have a lot of news to get through. I don't know if we can get it all in an hour. We'll do the best we can. The Rochester Rhinos are in the USL playoffs, looking to repeat as champion and trying to get a top four finish to get a home playoff match in the Eastern Conference. We'll have with us tonight Rhinos assistant coach and, as of this past Saturday, defender George Kiriasis. He is back on the team as a player as well. We'll talk to him at 7 o'clock and find out how all that happened and the Rhinos' big match this Saturday against the Charlotte Independents down in North Carolina. In just a moment, the general manager of the Western New York Flash, Rich Randall, will be with us. There's a big international friendly that the Flash has just arranged. It'll be this Saturday against the national team of Thailand. That'll be played in Buffalo at Canisius College. We'll get all the information on Rich on that, and also the Flash's playoff situation after their tough 3-2 loss last night to the Portland Thorns in front of over 20,000 people at Provident Park in Portland. Dick Howard will be on to preview the UEFA Champions League. The group stage starts this week, and Michael Lewis has his thoughts on two big sports stories or soccer stories in the U.S. soccer: the return of Landon Donovan out of retirement to play in Major League Soccer, and today's release of the notes and preview of Abby Wambach's memoir, some bombshell announcements and news from that. We'll talk with Michael about that in just a bit, but let's bring in Joe Sirianni, as we have a couple things we want to talk about before we even get to all that. Good evening, Joe. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Andrew, and of course it's glad to be back live over here today, and certainly, most importantly, we want to convey our condolence to the family of Bill Nojay, a good friend of the show, a good personal friend of mine. I had the privilege to meet him personally, and in the early day with Charlie Shano when we were doing the show right from the studio, and I'm devastated, but life has many turns, and sometimes it's difficult to deal with the reality of things. And certainly, my condolences to the family.
This great soccer guy, of course, a longtime radio broadcaster here on WYSL and a member of the New York State Assembly. We'll miss him greatly. We also have some news that a good friend of ours is going to be advertising as a main sponsor on our show once again. So, but, Joe, you arranged tell us all about it.
I'm very privileged to welcome back to Soccer Kick in the Grass Orlando Cash and Carry, located on Spenceport Road.
Lyle Avenue,
yeah. And now I don't remember the number.
1510.
1510 Lyle Avenue. So Olinda's been a friend of the show for a long, long time. He is a personal friend, and certainly he's helping the show in a time when we really needed him, and he's come true. And let me tell you, for all you people that like Seven Money all the people that like to have imported cheese, imported salami, buy macaroni at a cheaper price than any place else, and all the other things that he has, kitchenware, anything that you may need for the home, he has it. So visit his store at 1510 Lyle Avenue, and I'm sure that when you get out of there, you'll be surprised how many things you bought and how many things you needed. So because that's the way it happens to me. Every time I go there, I end up spending a lot of money because I see all the prosciutto, I see all the salami, I see all the imported cheese. And it's good to have it at home because sometimes, you know, at nighttime you like to have a little snack, a little cheese, a glass of wine, and that's the way it goes.
And Lindo is a great friend of the Rochester community, especially the Italian community. He was donating a lot of the food for yesterday's dinner and lunch at the Italian American Community Center for the earthquake victims in Italy. There's going to be another luncheon coming up in October at the Italian American Sport Club. We'll talk about that when we have more information. So we definitely, even probably Lindo calling us right now saying thank you. That's the kind of man he is. So again, Lindo Cash and Carry, 1510 Lyle Avenue, right down the street from Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, our title sponsor. So you can get your teeth done and you can take care of it. Get your Italian goods at Olindo's.
Well, certainly it's, having Olindo back, it's a privilege, and that's certainly one of the guys that, just like you said, has helped in the community, the Italian community at large, all the time. And he's a benefactor for many not-for-profit organizations, kids. He's a super guy.
Well, again, we're very happy to welcome Olindo Cash and Carry back to our show again as a sponsor. And now let's go to our first guest. He is the general manager of the Western New York Flash and has arranged, I think, one of the first international friendlies that the Flash have ever played in their existence. It's going to take place this coming Saturday at Canisius College against the national team of Thailand, 7 p.m. Let's welcome back to the show Rich Randall. Before we do that, let's play something very special for Rich.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
And that is for Rich because it is
anniversary.
It's an anniversary day, and he's still coming on the show to talk about the Flash. That's the kind of guy he is. So welcome to the show, Rich. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
I didn't even know you were married. How do you like that?
I like that. Thank you so much.
Well, Rich, certainly you've been very busy these last couple of weeks with the Flash being on the road, but you're still working very hard, and you've set up this international friendly against the national team of Thailand. So tell us about how it all came about and all the information so people can make their plans to go on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think, you know, going back to your intro there, Andrew, I think it is, if not the first, one of the first international matches the Flash has ever hosted in their history. And it's an exciting opportunity to bring an international game for the soccer fans and sports fans here in the Western New York area. But you know, we kind of were looking at the calendar, and you know, the U.S. Women's National Team was playing the Thailand National Team in Columbus, Ohio. I said, "Well, shoot, we've got a bye week that week. We're looking for a game, anyways. And Columbus, Ohio, is not that far. Maybe we could pull something off. It'd be kind of cool." So, long story short, through a lot of red tape and through a lot of logistics on the back end, we're making it happen. So we're really excited to pull it off, and it gives us a game in a very important time, getting ready for what is now a critical game against Boston in 2 weeks. So, and it's also exciting for folks in the Western New York area. We're playing the game at Canisius College right there at the Dembski Sports Complex. So, you know, us folks that live in Rochester, just about an hour drive, and all tickets are just $10. You know, just make sure you go to WNYFlash.com to get those tickets. And I think there's only a few hundred left already. So those are going pretty fast. And so just make sure you get those tickets.
How many people does it sit? Where are you playing? How many seats?
Yep. Yeah, so about 1,500 will fit in that venue.
So you'll be playing in front of a full house.
That's what we expect. So a much smaller venue than certainly we're used to here at our home games for regular season NWSL games. But it was an opportunity where we could kind of, with a week's notice, like, okay, it's 1,200 to 1,500 capacity building, and it saves an hour and a half more driving for Thailand. And I know that they wanted to kind of take advantage, check out Niagara Falls and that sort of thing. So Buffalo worked, and we're excited.
Should be a great match. So again, that's this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. Canisius College is right downtown Buffalo. Just put in Canisius College, and you can Google it and find it. It's straight down the thruway, and I believe you get off at the Kensington Expressway. You can get there that way. There's a number of ways to get there, but it should be an exciting contest, a great chance for the fans to see an international match, and it's always a great experience for the players to play in international competition. So, Rich, I got to talk to you about last night. Boy.
Oh, man.
What a match. And people were quoting and tweeting about it, saying it was a great showcase for the NWSL. And the fact that you played in front of over 20,000 people in Portland, and the Flash really showed something. They showed something in their gut, in their heart, that they came back, and they were out of that match at 3-0. And they came back and nearly came back all the way to get that crucial point, but just came a little bit short. And Lynn Williams had a chance to win that game, and if not for an unbelievable save by Michelle Bedos, their keeper, it would have been 3-3.
Yeah, I think first, like you said, I mean, what a great opportunity to showcase the league on national television, sold-out crowd of over 21,000 people at Providence Park there in Portland. And I really wonder if that PK, very arguable and debatable call,
I'm not kidding,
against us to let them go ahead 1-0, I really wonder what kind of game we would have seen, because I think, we came out of the gates with high pressure. I loved the pressure. I loved the tenacity. We just kind of went at them, and it was exciting soccer. We had a lot of chances early on. The first 10 to 15 minutes, I felt that we dominated possession. We created more opportunities in the attacking third, and it was exciting soccer. The PK kind of changed momentum even through, the majority of the second half, and then something clicked. I mean, you look at, I think, six or seven of our games this year, we've come back, and it was no different. I really was on the edge of my seat, and I thought, in the bottom of my heart, I really thought we were going to get that third goal. But it was exciting nonetheless for people to watch that game, especially here on the East Coast, staying up late on a Sunday night. And I tell you what, that game this Saturday can't come soon enough against Thailand, and then again against Boston on the 24th.
Well, certainly, Rich, from my perspective, the penalty kick was really doubtful, or at very least illegal, because there was no, the ball was not interfered with. There was, there was not a penalty. It's just that they were there was body contact, yes, but the ball was not interfered with. So that's when the ball, when you interfere with the ball, then it's a penalty. But there was no interference with the ball, the way I saw it.
Well, Joe, you and I are obviously biased, but I think we get our clarity when the home team announcers even agree with us.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, and now the as you said, Rich, it's down to the last game next Saturday at Boston. The Rhinos. The Flash need a draw against the Boston Breakers or win to clinch a playoff spot. If they lose, then Washington would have to win at Houston next Sunday, so it's the day after, but it will be academic. It's really up to the Flash. They control their own destiny, and you guys have done well against Boston this year, and certainly with the game, the whole playoffs are on the line here, so it's a game that certainly the team is going to be ready for, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. And in the meantime, I urge all of our fans and soccer fans in general in Western New York to check out our game this upcoming Saturday at Canisius College against the Thailand national team. It's kind of a really unique opportunity to see a national team play a pro team, especially just a national team here in Western New York, 2 days after Thailand plays the U.S. women's national team. So really unique opportunity there, guys.
Absolutely. So we encourage everyone to go out again. There's just a few hundred tickets left. It only holds 1,500 seats, the Canisius location. So get your tickets by going to WNYFlash.com. Also, if you have any questions, call the Flash office at 271-KICK during regular business hours starting tomorrow. So, Rich, wish the team luck for us on Saturday, and we'll look forward to a great international match coming up this weekend.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for everything, and as always, the support you give, not only the Flash, but soccer in general.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, guys. Dinner time. I'll see you.
Bye-bye. It's Rich Randall, the GM of the Western New York Flash. So, again, get your tickets for the match on Saturday. A rare chance to see an international friendly here in upstate New York. So 271-KICK or WNYFlash.com. Up next, international soccer with Dick Howard on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Western New York Flash have a special friendly match this Saturday at 7 p.m. facing the national team of Thailand at the Dembski Sports Complex on the campus of Canisius College in Buffalo. All tickets for the match are $10 and can be purchased by calling 271-KICK or visiting WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash play their final match of the NWSL regular season next Saturday night on the road against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m., needing at least a tie to clinch a playoff berth. If you can't attend in person, be sure to visit nwslsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final road match of the season this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Charlotte Independent. Visit USLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home for the USL regular season finale next Saturday at 5.05 p.m. taking on Toronto FC 2. It's First Responders Night and Team Awards Night, so be sure to come out early to the Rochester Rhinos Stadium for all of the festivities. Tickets can be purchased by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, right off the 390 Expressway. You can go to his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or to call the office for an appointment, a consultation, or get your teeth cleaned. 328-3382 is the phone number, and it's Joe and I both go to Dr. Olivo. We highly recommend him. So get your oral hygiene and dentistry done at Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dick, how are things up in Toronto tonight?
Oh, happy man. Happy man, Andrew.
Well, I was going to say, it's some good news and bad news. I mean, you're happy about today's result, but I'm sure it was a little disappointing what happened last week with the Canadian national team.
It really was, wasn't it? You know, admittedly, the team was in a tough group, but they just weren't good enough. And the irony, of course, is that former coach Stephen Hart is going to be on the bench taking TNT into the hex. And I think it says a lot for the quality of coaching in Stephen Hart. But no, overall, very disappointing.
Well, they came close. I mean, they were right in that match in Honduras. I mean, you give them a lot of credit. The last time they played down in Honduras, they lost 8-1, and this match was 2-1. And actually, they led for part of the first half before a late goal in the half and stoppage time tied it, and then Honduras got a second goal. But I mean, they went down into the Azteca and got a result, and that's what they needed to do. So,
I mean, that's a great result for Honduras. You know, to get a scoreless tie in the Azteca, it takes some doing, so full credit to them. And they were, admittedly, you know, the second-best team in the group.
So, sad news for Canada, but you said good news for Everton today. Romelu Lukaku with a hat trick in just 11 minutes time, and Everton wins 3-0 over Sunderland. Not a real surprise, but still, Lukaku scoring.
It was great. Well, I don't know if you heard this story, Andrew, and I just seen it on the wires, and I think this is just fantastic and shows another side of the beautiful game, in that after the game, Everton have donated £200,000 to a fund for the Sunderland mascot, Bradley Lowry, who walked out with Jermaine Defoe at the start of the game. The youngster's got neuroblastoma, a form of cancer, for the second time, and is trying to raise £700,000 for treatment in the States. And it was great that in the fifth minute of the game, the applause from the fans for 1 minute for young Bradley. So I full credit to Everton Football Club for what a magnificent gesture for a young man who is having a tough time at the moment.
Generosity sometimes is measured in all aspects of life, and it's so magnificent when you hear the sport people have opened up their wallet and opened up their heart to help people in need. So a lot of kudos go to the fans, and a lot of kudos goes to the people to help someone in need. And certainly, you know, our best wishes to for a good recovery.
Yeah, hopefully everything will go well for him. And certainly Sunderland, they had their struggles, but they're still in the top flight, which is a good thing for them. They're eternal rivals Newcastle are down in the second division, but DeAndre Yedlin scored a goal, U.S. international for Newcastle over the weekend, so congratulations to him. We're just getting Big Coward back on the line here, a little technical difficulties, but Joe, the Champions League is starting up, and I know that Juventus, we're both going to be rooting for them because Chelsea's not in it this year because of their poor performance last year, but they open up against the Europa League champion Sevilla, and I'm sure Sevilla is going to want to try to get out of the group this time to play in the Champions League knockout
stage. It's going to be a tough game for Juventus, but I believe after what I saw, what happened at the Italian Serie A, even though they played against, you know, a lower team, they you know, they have a connection, Dybala and Higuain. You know, if they start to connect, then it's going to be a dynamic duo there. because they, you know, they have an understanding of one another, and Argentinian, you know, they can speak to each other in their language, in the body language that they got, because I saw, you know, Dybala and him, you know, dueling, you know, and pay with passes and stuff like that. So it was very, very nice.
And that game is going to be on television, too. I believe it's on Fox Sports 2 coming up on Tuesday. So we'll be seeing the UEFA Champions League starting up. And, Dick, the group of death is certainly Group D, or Group C, check that. Barcelona, who lost at home over the weekend to newly promoted side, they will be in there with Borussia Mönchengladbach, Celtic, who won in the Old Firm match 5-1 over Rangers, and Manchester City. So a really tough group there, Group C.
It's going to be great, guys. I mean, that when the support that Glasgow Celtic have on the road, you know, the green and white will be very much evident in Camp Nou for that one. But it's going to be great with the return for a man who is appreciated. Brendan Rodgers is a big fan of Barca and the football that it has played over the years, and is still good friends with Luis Suarez, who he calls the greatest striker in the world. So it will be quite a nostalgic return for the manager of Glasgow Celtic. But I didn't realize this, guys, but Suarez, Messi and Neymar have not played together yet this season as a team, so that will be
interesting. Why.
Injuries and issues there, but I'm sure they're going to be firing on all cylinders, I'm sure. So that's one of the games that's going to be on Fox Sports 1 on Tuesday, Barcelona against Celtic. And then the other game on Fox Sports 2, certainly, a very high-profile matchup, PSG, Paris Saint-Germain against Arsenal, and two of the great clubs in Europe will be facing off in the first game in their group.
It's going to be great, isn't it? Because, again, they'll get good support coming across the channel to support PSG and vice versa when Arsenal play. So it's like a cross-channel rivalry. But certainly Arsene Wenger will have his hands full in the game against PSG, who have shown in recent years, even now without the great Ibrahimovic, they're still a team to be in contention.
Certainly. We mentioned Juventus will be on Wednesday against Sevilla. That'll be on ESPN2 starting at 2:45. All these matches at 2:45. The Fox Sports 2 match that day is Real Madrid, who lead La Liga, against Sporting Lisbon. But I think the match I think I'm interested in is Club Brugge out of Belgium hosting the Premiership champions Leicester City, who are having their troubles right now. But they are
in a very winnable group. That was some game at Liverpool, wasn't it?
Wow, they got pounded, and they need to get their act together, and hopefully they're not going to be a one-trick pony, but they're in a pretty straightforward group, I think. They have, in their group, they have Brugge, Copenhagen, and Porto, so they have a good chance to get through in that group. Of course, the other English team is Spurs, who have not played in the Champions League in a long time. Leverkusen, Monaco, and CSKA Moscow in their group. Again, a very...
That's not an easy group, is it? You know, they started off very well in the Premier League, that's for sure. But in Europe, it's a different kettle of fish, and it'll be interesting to see how they fare. They've, you know, been a team with experience in the past in Europe, but not in recent years to the extent that they are this time around.
And, Joe, the other team from Italy, Napoli, will be in with Benfica, Betsikas, and Dynamo Kiev. So I think Napoli has a pretty good chance in that group. They're doing very well so far.
I believe the Napoli, you know, with the new players that they got, I believe they're going to do well. They're still looking for a replacement for Higuain, you know, that is comparable to him. But I think that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with.
So all these matches will be going on for a long time throughout the next few months. All these great matches in the Champions League, we'll be watching them very closely. So, Dick, I know there's lots of things happening up in Toronto, with Toronto FC now leading the MLS Eastern Conference. They have a number of home games coming up, so things are looking pretty good for the Reds to maybe win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, it was a good win in Chicago without the Atomic Ant, who's still recovering from injury. But Jose Altidore is playing with a lot of confidence, as I'm sure Michael will attest to that, with regards to his performance as the U.S. national team. And he certainly took his first goal well and was involved in the second. And good win for Toronto. Now, as you rightly mentioned, they've got coming up some home games to prepare for the playoffs.
So maybe we'll get to see some MLS playoff action up in Toronto this year. It would be nice to see. It's been a long time coming, Andrew. It certainly has. So, Dick, thanks so much for being on as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, guys. Always a pleasure. Ciao.
Thanks, Dick. Ciao.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Howard live from Toronto with the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every Monday night as we always spend time talking about the world's game, and there's a lot to talk about this time of year with the Champions League and all the domestic leagues. But when we come back, we'll turn our focus back to Rochester and speak with the assistant coach and now playing again as defender for the Rochester Rhinos, George Kiniassis, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash have a special friendly match this Saturday at 7 p.m. facing the national team of Thailand at the Dembski Sports Complex on the campus of Canisius College in Buffalo. All tickets for the match are $10 and can be purchased by calling 271-KICK or visiting WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash play their final match of the NWSL regular season next Saturday night on the road against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m. needing at least a tie to clinch a playoff berth. If you can't attend in person, be sure to visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cuja Cuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
The Rochester Rhinos play their final road match of the season this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Charlotte Independents. Visit USLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home for the USL regular season finale next Saturday at 5.05 p.m. taking on Toronto FC 2. It's First Responders Night and Team Awards Night, so be sure to come out early to the Rochester Rhinos Stadium for all of the festivities. Tickets can be purchased by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Look Looking to save money on your weekly groceries bill? Visit Olindo's Foods on Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's wholesale prices for business are the best around, with delivery available. The retail prices will surprise you, from the best imported products to homegrown produce. Call Olindo's at 647-1985. Olindo's Foods, 1510 Lyle Avenue, east of 390.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And I was one of the people in the press box when I looked at the sheet for the game, and I have it right here in front of me from the Rhinos, and I saw number 44, Georgios Kiniassis, on the substitutes bench. I'm like, what is going on here? And not only that, he comes into the match and does a great job.
Number 44.
That's what he wore, number 44.
That's his age.
No.
Is that your age, George?
No, it's not. He's not that old.
That's not my age.
Well, we are here with George Kiniassis, the assistant coach and defender for the Rochester Rhinos. His segment brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos have their final regular season home match next Saturday, 5 p.m. against Toronto FC 2. It's First Responders Night and also Team Awards Night. So get your tickets and get there early. There's a lot of festivities during this last match of the season. 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com. George, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. And first, I got to ask you, George, tell us about how you decided. Landon Donovan came out of retirement, so I guess you had to come out of retirement too, right?
Yeah, I don't know who was first, to be honest.
It's probably you, and he just copied you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
So, George, how does it feel to go on the field again and compete? Tell us a little about the emotion that you felt. And I know you're a professional, so that's a stupid question to ask you. But
no.
I got to ask you anyway. Tell us about the emotional thing
and the effect that you had on the team. To be honest, it was weird. You know, it doesn't happen every day to come back from retirement, and especially, you know, when you have to play 3 years. To be honest, I was a little bit anxious, and the reason is, you know, I didn't know how good my body is going to respond to, you know, to the demanding of play. Mentally, I was ready, you know, I was concentrated, I was ready to play. I didn't have any issues about that, but you know, not playing for the last 3 years, and then you come out of the bench in an important game, you know, that was a little bit, you know, my anxiety to see how my body's going to respond. So I need to be honest. Yeah, I was a little bit anxious. It was weird. But, you know, the moment I stepped in the grass, nothing. Then you forgot everything and you just play.
So tell us about why you decided to come out of retirement.
You know, we are at the end of the season. We had some injuries. We had some guys, you know, that they're at the limit with the yellow cards and everything. So at some point, you know, we talked with Bob and, you know, we decided that, you know, I could eventually help, you know, the group. I've been, you know, with them I am with them every day working. You know, obviously I know what Bob is asking from the team. I know the plan. I know the strategy. So we thought that it was going to be a good idea instead of going somewhere outside and trying to find somebody else just to, you know, to wear my cleats again and try to help 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever it's going to be. And, you know, when we talked with Bob, I just, you know, couldn't say no. You know, I want to help the team if I need to help the team. So I just said, yes, let's do it, and that's it.
Well, I would think that you bring some sort of stability in the back anyway, because your experience and the respect that you have from the players. So, you know, having you on the field, and it kind of just like, you know, it's one thing to coach from the side, but it's different from coaching from inside. So,
yeah, absolutely. And that's the point. I mean, that was the idea. You know, it's different if you have another second voice inside the field. You know, it makes everything easier. I don't know how much I'm going to help the team. I hope that all the guys are going to be healthy until the end of the season and go into the playoffs. I really hope, you know, the team is not going to need me much. That means that everybody's going to be healthy. We're not going to have the issues. But if they need me, you know, I'm going to be there ready and try to help.
Why the number 44?
Because I couldn't have number 4. number 4, to be honest, was it's the number that I wear most in my career. And to be honest, at some point when I moved from Greece to Italy and I went to play for Catania, I had the same issue. You know, some other guy, he had number 4, so I picked 44. So I thought, you know, why not to do it one more time? One more last time, let's get 44. And that's the reason. And definitely it's not my age.
I want to ask you a couple people, their reactions and what it was like to play number one of your kids, obviously. They were very proud of you. And your protege, Vasilis Apostolopoulos, playing alongside him. What was it like playing alongside him? And tell us about how your kids reacted.
Yeah, my kids, they were super excited. You know, they couldn't wait for the game. Obviously, you know, last time that they seen me playing, you know, they both were 3 years younger, and that means, you know, in that age, they were really young, so they couldn't understand much. Now it's different, you know, so, you know, they can understand much more, and they were super excited. Now, about Vasilis, playing with another Greek, we are able to communicate a little bit easier, but it's the same with all guys. You know, I there are moments that I practice with the rest of the team. You know, obviously I spend a lot of time with all of the guys, so I think it wasn't something new for them or even for me. So we finally get used to this from practices. So we just trying to, you know, to bring this in the game and feel comfortable, and me being able to, you know, to guide them a little bit and help them. So nothing new, like a feeling, you know. So it was good. It was good.
So, George, obviously it was a tough game on Saturday, giving up that late goal. It was a beautiful free kick. You can't fault that. But, you know, giving up that free kick at the end of the game, and we could have gotten 3 points against the league leaders and the champions. Actually, they're the champions. They've already clinched the title, Red Bulls, too. How does that set you up for this coming Saturday against Charlotte, a team that has done very well against the Rhinos in their history? I don't think the Rhinos have ever beaten Charlotte in their 2 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely Charlotte has a great team. They're having a great season this year, and, you know, they have some quality players. And playing away, it's even tougher. But nothing changed to our approach. You know, we just need to focus in our game. We need to get ready. Hopefully, again, we're going to have the guys healthy. And we're just going to go down there, compete, and try to win the game. Nothing changed in our approach, you know. We are at the end of the season. We need to finish strong, you know, and try to give a message to, you know, to all the teams that we didn't give up anything. We're still playing. We want to win and get as many points as we can.
Charlotte's in fourth place right now in the Eastern Conference with 48 points, 3 ahead of the Rhinos. So if the Rhinos win, they would come into a tie with Charlotte. And Charlotte still would have the tiebreaker with more wins, but still, Rhinos move up with a chance to get a home playoff game. But, George, wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday. The game's at 7 o'clock. You can watch it live online. And then back home next Saturday against Toronto FC 2 at 5 o'clock. So good luck to you, and we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you on the pitch on Saturday.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you.
Ciao.
Thank you, George. It's George Kyriassis, the assistant coach and defender now for the Rochester Rhinos. When we come back, Michael Lewis will join us. We'll talk about the big news of the day, the release of the first information about the memoirs of Abby Wambach. Certainly some very strong and surprising things were revealed, and we'll talk to Michael about that, plus all the other news in U.S. soccer, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
We can leave your friends behind, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find, and we can
can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final road match of the season this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Charlotte Independent. Visit USLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home for the USL regular season finale next Saturday at 5.05 p.m. taking on Toronto FC 2. It's First Responders Night and Team Awards Night, so be sure to come out early to the Rochester Rhinos Stadium for all of the festivities. Tickets can be purchased by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Looking to save money on your weekly groceries bill? Visit Olindo's Foods on Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's wholesale prices for business are the best around, with delivery available. The retail prices will surprise you, from the best imported products to homegrown produce. Call Olindo's at 647-1985. Olindo's Foods, 1510 Lyle Avenue, east of 390.
The Western New York Flash have a special friendly match this Saturday at 7 p.m. facing the national team of Thailand at the Dembski Sports Complex on the campus of Canisius College in Buffalo. All tickets for the match are $10 and can be purchased by calling 271-KICK or visiting WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash play their final match of the NWSL regular season next Saturday night on the road against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m., needing at least a tie to clinch a playoff berth. If you can't attend in person, be sure to visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by our returning sponsor, Olindo Cash & Carry, 1510 Lyle Avenue in the city of Rochester. The website is olindofoodservice.com. That's his new website. Or you can give him a call at 647-1985 if you want his hours and want to check what kind of products that he provides at his store. And again, we're very happy to have Olindo back with us as a sponsor on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you tonight?
Good. It's been a while since we've had you on live, so it's good. It's nice to have you back on the air.
Yeah, lots of news happening. It always is the case, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And certainly locally, it was a lead story here in Rochester on the nightly news on the different networks, the release of Abby Wambach's memoirs called Forward, and a lot of things came out in
them, and not many of them good, but I think hopefully Abby is now back on the straight and narrow. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, she's going to be in Rochester this coming Friday at Barnes & Noble in College Town, right near the University of Rochester, at 7 p.m. to sign her book. So if you want to meet Abby and get a purchase a book, have it signed by the author, go there on Friday at Barnes & Noble, College Town, the corner of Mount Hope and Elmwood Avenue. Thank you. I said a brain dump there. Sorry. So anyway, Michael, what are your thoughts? Obviously, a lot of things to digest here.
Yeah. First of all, it's sad to hear. Just from like I guess a personal part of my professional end of things, I felt I've always had a very good relationship with Abby, and you never want to see anyone, particularly someone that you know, go down that path. Saying that, with all the pressures that are put upon, and I'm not making any excuses or condoning what she had done, and I had read Ann Peterson's fine Associated Press story to get more background about this. I'm not condoning this, but when you are a high-orbiting celebrity, there are a lot of pressures out there, and there are ways of perhaps taking pressure off, and maybe I'm totally wrong about that, but unfortunately it seems like Abby did that, and you don't know how many times when I've had a ridiculous schedule and I said, man, I could use a drink. I think a lot of us say that, and you know, you never expect anything, one thing to lead to another. The best thing about it is it sounds like Abby has left her demons, what was whatever was bothering her, behind her, and that's quite appropriate for the name of her book, Forward. She's moving on, moving forward. So I can only hope for the best for her. Like I said, I'm not a professional, a doctor, or a psychologist, psychiatrist, but I could understand some of the pressures. Sometimes I've been through that on a much lower scale. And I'll tell you this, I dealt with it in other ways, but not like that. But I'm not being, I'm not judging anyone by any means.
The bigger picture, Mike, it's, as I see it, is that she becoming public. She using what happened to her to warn other people about the, you know, the dilemma that you can incur in life when pressure gets put on you, and when you become addicted to drugs. You know, most people think that you get addicted to illegal drugs, but sometimes you get addicted to legal drugs that are prescribed to you for whatever. Yeah. So that's a bigger addiction, because you think that everything is okay. And I'm my hat's off to her, because I read a little quote that the best thing that happened to her, it was that she was arrested, because they brought her to awareness that she needs to make some change in her life. And I guess there are so many changes that are occurring right now.
Abby said that she was humiliated by it. And when you think of women's soccer, you think of Abby Wambach because of all the gold that she scored, championships, the world championship, the gold medals in the Olympics. And the fact that she, you know, was the voice of the team for so many years. And, sometimes you need that slap in the face, so to speak, to be knocked back to reality. And like I said, I just hope, that everything is much better and fine with her right now. And, let this be a lesson for everyone else, too. Like you said, we don't think we can get addicted, but, you know, we're all human. And even though Abby Wambach on the soccer field was a superhuman, at least we felt like she was, she is human like the rest of us.
Exactly.
I mean, it cost her a lot. It cost her endorsements, it cost her respect, and probably biggest of all, it cost her marriage. So they're getting divorced, her and Sarah Huffman. So, again, if you want to read the book, we highly encourage you to purchase it. And if you want to meet Abby, she'll be in Rochester this Friday at College Town at Barnes & Noble, 7 p.m. to sign her book. Before we get to the men, let's just finish with the women, because also we have the U.S. Women in Action Thursday against Thailand before they play the Flash on Saturday in Buffalo. And they'll play Holland on Sunday. And the big thing I'm wondering, Michael, is are we going to have any potential incidents with Megan Rapinoe and the national anthem, which was very deftly handled by the Washington Spirit in the last game that the team had on the road before the last match they had at home yesterday, which she did not do anything to protest because of 9/11. But I'm wondering if there's going to be something that happens during that match or before that match.
Your guess is as good as mine and probably everyone else's. And I guess you'd have to ask Megan Rapinoe about that. Maybe, I don't know if she's done what she's been doing, or maybe she wants to continue it. In this country you could express yourself in any way you want to, and if you want to do something like that, you can do that. I don't agree with it, but that's the way this country is. I've always stood up, and I think most of us have, for the national anthem and paid the respect for that, and plus other countries' national anthems as well, too. But like I said, your guess is as good as mine on what she's going to do. To me, I hope nothing happens and just get on playing the beautiful game.
But, Mike, one of the questions that I have, to protest is one thing, but you got to state the issue where you're protesting for. I mean, what is she protesting for? For what rights? Woman rights, black lives, whatever they call it. What is, she's got to have a reason by protesting. If you just protest, you're protesting, that's
an ability. She's trying to show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. And again, I don't want to get any political discussions on this show. Yeah. We have that. Those can be discussed on other shows here on WYSL if you like to talk about politics. But we'll see what happens. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe something will, and we'll discuss it. But I don't want to leave the show, Mike, without talking about Landon Donovan, the other big news, him coming out of retirement, which I think was stunning to a lot of people. He actually did play yesterday against Orlando City, and from reports I saw, I didn't see him play, but he did not look good.
No, he hardly touched the ball.
You're talking about one day of practice. It gives you an appreciation of what soccer players have to go through to get game, let's say, just fit, let alone game or match fit. No, he did not look good at all. And one thing I'm concerned about is will Landon Donovan playing for the rest of the season, and maybe it'll probably be as a second half substitute, but will that diminish his reputation or legacy? I remember when Willie Mays, not that he came out of retirement, but his final years with the New York Mets, and he embarrassed himself playing back there in the early 70s. And I'm not, it's an apples to oranges situation, but I just hope Landon doesn't embarrass himself that and have people forget what he really meant to the U.S. men's national team, because he left an incredible legacy and reputation.
We're going to try to get our good friend Dave Sarakin on the show soon to talk about this. Obviously, we have the Rhinos and Flash to talk about, but this is a big story, and we'll Dave is, of course, the associate head coach of the LA Galaxy. We'll see if we can find out some information from him. But, Michael, of course, we're out of time, but we will talk to you again next Monday. Thank you so much, as always, for being on the show with us.
You're welcome. Thank God I didn't have to talk about another Red Bulls collapse. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah.
We great article you wrote, too, though.
Thank you, Michael. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And you can hear Michael with the U.S. Soccer Report every week. And just want to quickly mention, the U.S. Open Cup Final is Tuesday, FC Dallas against the New England Revolution. So you can watch that on Tuesday. So we want to thank our guests tonight, Rich Randall from the Western New York Flash, George Kiriassis from the Rochester Rhinos, and Casey Nucci, who handles all the interviews for the Rhinos and helping us out with everything Rhinos-related for the media. She does a fantastic job. And I also want to remind you, everyone, the Flash will host Thailand, the national team of Thailand, this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. at Canisius College, 271KICK or WMYFlash.com for tickets. The Rhinos are at Charlotte this Saturday, 7 p.m. Back home next Saturday, 5 p.m. against Toronto FC 2. 454KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One note.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.